I went from being someone's daughter to being someone's wife to being someone's mom, and I didn't really think about what that meant for me.
Yeah.
And I actually have a song that sort of identifies, like, I wish I could remember you, but I'm frozen. I'm like frozen in time here. And I realized that I was the one that was doing that to myself.
Mm.
It wasn't somebody's fault. It wasn't somebody that, my dad never made me feel like I was his responsibility or I was his property. My husband never made me feel that. I made myself feel that. I put myself in this situation where it's like, no, I'm going to be the best freaking mom I can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be mom and only mom. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Hey everyone, it's Maria here, and welcome to another episode of Mom to Mom, the podcast. So glad you're here today. I think you're going to enjoy this episode. I had so much fun with my guest today. A lot of times we're on Zoom, but we were live in person on set, so that's always so much fun. And today we really focused on finding our happy. I sat down with content creator, musical artist, podcaster, wife of the real Indian dad, and mom, Sheena Melwani. We had so much fun, and we really talked about her backstory and how she kind of fell into content creation. Sheena has 2 million followers on Instagram, so you may already know her. But her backstory is she pretty much left a career in music to stay home and raise her kids. And when her youngest was a few years old, she felt really drawn to get back to work. Like so many of us, she felt like she had more to give. So in 2020, she began sharing covers online. And after a series of ups and many downs, she was able to find her loyal audience on social media platforms. And it turns out they really were there, not just for the music, but to find humor and share the chaos of motherhood. So she and her husband really started leaning into that, and her loyal following was born. She writes and records music now. She has joined the podcast world with her new podcast that she calls Sheena Interrupted that she co-hosts with her husband. So without further ado, let me introduce you to the fabulous Sheena Melwani.
Take you with me wherever
yes,
I go, and you can do the introduction for me.
Everybody needs a good hype
girl.
Yes,
so. You are the perfect hype woman.
Well, you deserve all the hype. You've worked hard, and I'm so excited to dive into your story because I think a lot of moms out there can relate to having a thing and then taking a little step back to raise kids and then having to like reboot
and reinvent that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about you as a mom. Tell us your kids. Give us the scoop.
Oh, that's, I feel like that is, once you become a mom, you're mom for life.
That's true.
And we're constantly going back and forth like, am I ma? Am I mom? Am I mommy? Am I but I'm just the person that everybody calls when they can't find their socks and they can't find their shoes and they need a little love and, you know, they're homesick or all the things. I love being a mom, but I also love where I am now and in this point in my life where I can be both. I can be both a business owner and a mom.
Yeah. So your kids are, we both have a 10-year-old.
We do.
A 10-year-old girl.
10-year-old, they're the best.
Going on 21.
Yes.
Then you have an older son.
I have a 13-year-old boy. Yep.
All right.
So a teenager.
A teenager.
It's hard.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And you're surviving.
Well,
you're
thriving. He just turned 13. So I'm like just
getting
know,
into
diving
it.
Into that. Yeah.
We'll have to exchange notes. I'm very nervous about that part of life. All right. So take us back to the beginning. You were doing this career in music. You were performing. You were making a living-ish.
I mean, people would argue, what's making a living?
What's making a living?
Is it earning a lot of money?
Money was coming in.
A few dollars
by
here.
By singing? Sure. You were performing in a band?
I was. I was singing in a wedding band, and I would get a couple of corporate gigs a year, but nothing, you know, massive. I was just starting to feel the, you know, that growth was there, or that potential was there.
You were getting in the groove.
I was getting in the groove.
And
I was one of the OG creators on YouTube back in like 2007.
Wow. Oh, so with your music before
I would sing covers online. I would just go on and I would do live shows on Yahoo had started their like live platform.
Yes.
and YouTube was just opening up to creators.
That's so funny. I was a Yahoo girl at one point.
You were?
I had a little morning show on Yahoo.
I love that.
Way back. You know,
see,
when things were just,
we were meant to be.
And then, like so many of us, you got pregnant.
I did.
So your last gig was like, you were like 8 months pregnant.
I was. Oh my God, you've really done all the work.
Girl,
I don't
does
need
her
to be
research.
Here. I was 8 months pregnant. I was massive. I would look to the front and you couldn't tell I was pregnant. I'd turn to the side and you'd
and
see
there
this
you
big
were.
Belly. Yeah.
And that was kind of your last hurrah for a while because did you make the decision to be a stay-at-home mom?
I mean, I wanted to stay home for a little while. For us, it was important for us to start a family. And I went into this knowing I wanted to start a family young enough to be able to keep up with them.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought I'll take 3 to 6 months off. I will be home with my kid. I wanted to nurse him, and I wanted to just be around for all the things. And I thought I'd go back after a few months.
Mm-hmm.
That was really not.
Years later. Yep. And something happened, right? Like, and I think so many of us can relate to this. Like, something was tugging at you.
Yes.
You have a gift, obviously,
oh,
right?
Thank you.
And you knew that it was in there, yeah. And you weren't able to share it.
Yeah.
So was that a tough time? Did you feel like you were being pulled in a couple different directions?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I loved being home with my kids. I loved all the time that I got with them. I really think that that was a gift. And I know that's not something that all moms get to do or moms want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Some moms really enjoy their work lives and their home lives. And I think that there were definitely moments where I really wished I had a work life to run away
yes.
to. And for me, it's what worked. And for our family, that's what worked. And so I continued to
yeah.
do it. But there definitely came a moment where I said to myself, you know, there's something that's not feeling satisfied
yes.
or satiated.
You had more
here.
To give.
I did. And my kids didn't need me as much. You know, as they got older, they had their friends and they had their school and they had their activities. And they didn't need that as much.
So people look at you online and like, oh, look at her. She's just having so much fun with her family and her husband. She's got a cool million followers. Easy breezy.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
No.
It's never like that, you guys.
It's never like
there
that.
There was a lot of failures, right, when you first started the whole like social game and the internet game.
I mean, if I go back to 2007, I remember messaging every single one of the people that subscribed to my channel. Literally, I would spend hours and hours. My husband and I both, we spent hours on the computer telling people, listen to this, listen to that cover, listen to this cover. And so we built each follower one by one.
Yeah.
Thankfully for us, when we joined social media again during the pandemic, we kind of fell into this really cool crowd.
Yeah.
And it was by complete happenstance. Like it just magically.
And isn't it funny how things work out? So now the kids are a little bit older.
Yeah.
You were ready to embark upon like getting back into your career.
Yeah.
And then the whole entire world shuts
mm-hmm.
down. You're thinking, really?
Exactly.
Like, come on.
Exactly.
But you pivoted.
Yeah, not knowingly.
Not knowingly, and you put yourself out there.
Yes.
And in the beginning, so you were singing, like, at
yep.
your house?
Yeah, exactly. I started at the beginning of 2020. I put out my first video after being home with my kids for 8 years. And it was almost like a, where in the world has Sheena Malwani been?
Yeah.
And it got, like, maybe 30 views on YouTube. It was so sad.
Oh.
And I sent it to my mom, and I think my mom sent it to, like, her friends, and their friends sent it to maybe, like, 2 friends.
You
like, it
what?
Was really not.
We've all been there. We've all been there, but you were so excited because this
was your
big comeback.
Yes, and my comeback was like, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
And anyway, then the pandemic, you know, there were murmurs about that, and I said to my husband, I said, this is really not looking great. Like, it seems like somebody up there does not want this to happen. And he said, well, I see it as quite the opposite. Now everybody's home.
Yeah.
Everybody's in front of their computers or cell phones
yeah.
or iPads. Just pivot a little.
Yeah.
And so we did. I went to Facebook and I started a Facebook Live.
Yes.
And I would do these sort of like jukebox moment concerts
mm-hmm.
where people could come and give their requests in real time. And I would, if I knew any part of the song, I would sing it. And that started with a small group of just friends and family. And they would, bring in a couple of their friends and
mm-hmm.
peers.
It's like a little concert.
Yeah, just a tiny little concert on the fly.
Now, where did you have the confidence to keep on going when you only had a handful of people watching?
It was
and
my
things
group,
were like,
my support group.
It was your support group?
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people would give up and say, you know what, I'm putting myself out there, I'm giving it everything, and nobody's watching, but you kept on going.
We kept showing up. We did it two or three nights a week for multiple weeks, and we saw almost no growth. And it just so happened that one night I had had all my setup already done. We finished that concert, and I said, you know, while I have everything done, my makeup's done, I'll just record a little something for tomorrow for social media to post on Instagram. And I started singing that song, If the World is Ending, You'd Come Over, Right? Remember that
song?
And my husband, who was in the other room, didn't know that I was still recording, and he started interrupting. And that is how the whole
magic
thing started.
Isn't that wild? So I think so many of us, mine actually started before the pandemic, but I was cooking live with my family. And it wasn't when things went well that people were interested. It was when we had the interruptions, when the souffle didn't turn out, when I dropped things on the floor.
100%.
And that's what I realized, that people wanted to see the chaos. They wanted to see the family.
The real.
And I think they really enjoy seeing the interactions with a family who loves each other, you know, especially during that time when
absolutely.
We were like starving for support and love and all that.
And I think
stuff.
That's really what it boiled down to. People wanted to see those real interactions.
Yeah.
People wanted to feel like they could connect to something. And it's always come down to that for me. Why do I sing? Why do I love what I do? It's because I can connect with people. Why is it so important? What was it that was missing? That connection.
Okay.
I love connecting with my kids while I was home, but I felt like I had this other gift, this other opportunity to connect on a bigger scale.
Hey, Mom Squad, wanted to let you know about our Hubbub newsletter. It's got recipes, things to do, all of our fun celebrity interviews from the Hub Today, lifestyle headlines, and more. All you have to do is head to nbc10boston.com/newsletters, and you'll get all the fun that we're having on the Hub Today delivered directly to your inbox. So we've gotten so used to laughing with you and your family online, but it was really music, obviously, that got everything started. And you've got a new song out called Find Your Happy. So let's take a listen.
Two beautiful and different lives, how would we know if we got it right?
About Find Your Happy.
Find Your Happy is one of those songs that just kind of like wrote itself. It was a perfect moment and perfect storm of me feeling like I wasn't doing all the things that I wanted to be doing. I happened to be watching this amazing documentary on Netflix, 5'2", the Lady Gaga special. I don't know if you've seen
it. Oh, I have not.
It's fabulous. And in it, you know, Lady Gaga.
Putting it on the list.
Awesome. It's amazing. And she's going through this, you know, 6 months of her life where she's taking you on the journey. And I was watching it and feeling particularly sorry for myself that day because I wasn't doing all the things that I had thought I'd want to do. And you know, around that same time, my kids who were playing in the corner, they started laughing. And I looked over at them and I said, where's this disconnect? You know, why is it that I'm watching her and feeling so sorry, and here's this really joyful moment, and it's really special, and I'm missing it. And I'm not actually truly experiencing the joy that is right in front of me. And so I sat down at my piano that night, and I wrote another mark on the wall, another 2 inches taller. I watched the years go by. And look, she's living her dream, but
I love that.
Look at what she's achieved, but can she breathe?
Yeah.
You know, and so it was this moment of aha, like whatever is happening for me right now, I'm going to decide if I'm going to be happy or not.
100%.
And so I chose happy.
You hit on a lot of things there that I've been doing the show for years now, right? And I talk to moms who are working and, you know, following their passions. And it's like, it can be really hard because we're going two different ways. Like we're trying to do this work thing, but we're also trying to embrace every moment with the kids. And it can feel like we can't do both at the same time.
Right, absolutely.
Do you feel like sometimes like overwhelmed because 100%. You're trying to do one thing and like, but trying to appreciate them? And it's
100%.
I think it's something we can all relate to.
Yeah. And it never stops, especially like your phone now makes it so difficult, right? To switch gears. 'Cause you have the ability to check in with work.
Yes. I mean, this is your work,
this
right?
This is my work.
This is where the money is made. This is where the content is being made and produced.
100%.
So lines are definitely blurred, especially in your world.
Yeah.
Because you started with music and then you found that your audience actually was kind of more interested in the comedy of your life.
They just want to know what's happening in this crazy household. Like, is it music? Sure, we'll join in for that. Is it laughter? We'll join in for that. Is it something crazy with the kids? We'll join in for that. And so, yeah, they want to see all the things. But it's hard then to delineate, like, what's private and personal and home time, and then what's work time.
So how do you do that? Asking for a
very poor, very poorly. I think if you ask my kids, they would say I'm terrible at it. But we try to bring them in to as much content as they want to be in.
Yeah.
And if they put their foot down and say, nope, I don't want to do this, or let's not do this right now, then we try to be respectful of that. And I try to establish boundaries of, like, dinner time, there's no phones at the table, or first thing in the morning, I do not look at my phone while I'm with the kids putting breakfast on the table and getting them out the door. I try my best to just tackle that after they leave.
I get the urge, because I have to do that too. I have to be very strategic, but then I get the urge. I'm like, oh, this would be so, nope, don't do that.
Yeah.
And I mean, you work with your whole family.
Yeah.
It's a true family affair.
It really
is. So it's gotta be hard to shut it off. So I like the no phones at dinner rule in general for all of us.
We're,
I feel like that's really
we're still
good.
Working on that.
We're still working on it. Yeah, we're not perfect.
Oh,
we're
no one's perfect. And I think that's part of our content. We're showing people that you can try and you don't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect. It has to feel right for you.
And how do you feel? So the genie's out of the bottle with my family too, because like I said, we've been cooking online. Yeah. I've been showing my life online from the early days, and that is what my audience wants to see, essentially.
Yeah.
But my kids now are 10 and 6.
Yeah.
Do I want them out for the world? I mean, is that something you grapple with?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And my way of doing it is, if my kids say no, then it's a
then
no.
It's over.
That's a hard no. And if they are okay with it and it seems, you know, fun, then I'm all for it.
Yeah.
If we're bordering this line of discomfort, then I just walk away.
I remember now, I'm thinking about it, my very first live cooking video was on Facebook.
Yep.
And my son was on my hip. He was like 4 months old. So my daughter was like 3 and a half.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not putting my children on the internet. I used to just kind of like have the back of their head. I was doing great.
Yes.
And then it was my first video and I had my daughter sitting on the counter with me and I go, tonight we're making, and her little face goes right in front of the live camera.
Oh, of course it does.
Spaghetti carbonara.
And they probably loved it.
Okay. Yeah. We can't untoast the toast now.
Absolutely.
Like, you're out there and you're loving it, and she wanted to be on and she didn't understand at 3 and a half why she shouldn't be.
Absolutely.
So,
and I think
there
there's something powerful there too, right? You're giving your kids the ability to just own their identity, own their individuality, their confidence. Like, I see my kids finding confidence when I give them the choice.
Yeah.
Right?
They can express themselves.
And they're funny.
Just like, there's just so much good out there, but also there's some scary stuff.
Yep.
So I worry about that. Of course, like any mom,
of course,
we worry about all the things. Yep. So it's just something to always think about.
100%.
What I admire about you too, though, is like, I love seeing a mom who's not just one thing. Like, you're showing people that you can wear a lot of hats and music is your passion.
Yeah.
But then you kind of like spun off to doing these other things and now the podcast and this and that, and it's all okay. We don't have to be one thing.
Right.
We don't have to be pigeonholed.
Right.
And
I think it took me a minute to figure that out, because I was just the one thing, or I felt like I was just the one thing.
Yeah.
I went from being someone's daughter to being someone's wife to being someone's mom, and I didn't really think about what that meant for me.
Yeah.
And I actually have a song that sort of identifies, like, I wish I could remember you, but I'm frozen. I'm like frozen in time here. And I realized that I was the one that was doing that to myself.
Mm.
It wasn't somebody's fault. It wasn't somebody that my dad never made me feel like I was his responsibility or I was his property. My husband never made me feel that. I made myself feel that. I put myself in this situation where it's like, no, I'm going to be the best freaking mom I can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be mom and only mom. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
You can be a podcaster and a musician and a mom. And you can be someone who likes to cook. And you can be someone who hates to clean. And you can do all the things. And
isn't it wild how we define ourselves and we define our roles, especially as a mom? And I've said this a million times, like, because the standard is so high. We want to be A+.
Yep.
There's no room for like B or C or D as a mom.
And you want to look good doing it. And you
just want to be the best. And so it's an unrealistic expectation.
Totally.
The bar is way too high.
Totally.
So we go to bed feeling like we didn't do good enough.
Yeah.
And
oh, I had so much
mom guilt.
So much guilt this morning. So my son is home sick from school. And I asked my husband to take him to the doctors because I couldn't do it and also be ready in time for this.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad. And I'm sitting in my sink and I'm doing my makeup because I sit in my sink when I do my makeup.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there and I was thinking to myself, like, this would be so much easier if I was a man because I wouldn't have to put all this makeup on.
Oh, I know.
But like, no. We can't be this hard on ourselves. Like,
I know.
It's just, I don't know. I think we are sometimes our own worst enemies.
We are. And it's a lot of pressure, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to do all the things and you're going to go be on a TV show and life.
Yeah.
I know. Like I said this morning, I rolled in really hot.
Yeah.
I was coming in on that mom energy.
Yes.
Taking the kids to school and trying to do 150 things. Yes. Oh, I love it.
Hey, Mom Squad. Wanted to let you know about an initiative called Supporting Our Schools. The Boston stations of NBC and Telemundo are now supporting our schools year-round through the NBC Universal Donation Drive. It's a really cool program. From new technology to something as basic as pencils, there are schools all across our region that really lack the supplies that they need to provide our children with a quality education. So if you're interested in learning more, you can head to nbc10boston.com/supporting our schools.
So you also just started a podcast.
We did.
To add on.
I know, because why not?
Why not? To add on to the craziness.
Yeah.
So you do this with your husband.
I do.
And if you haven't seen her content, he is in like every single video.
Mostly,
but not really.
Mm-hmm.
Like he doesn't show his face.
Yeah.
I saw his face.
Now you're in on it.
I'm in on it. I'm in on the secret.
He's like the internet's worst kept secret.
Yeah, it's kind of genius though, because it leaves a little mystery.
And it wasn't planned, you know, we didn't set out to do this, but it worked for us. And
yeah.
He doesn't like being in front of a camera and he wanted to maintain.
Could have fooled me.
Yes, this is true.
Also the worst kept secret.
Yes.
So now you're working together on a podcast.
Yes.
So how is that? I don't know. My husband and I have never really officially worked together until recently. We kind of did something together.
Mm-hmm.
You're fired. I cannot imagine.
It's hard.
You are so cute. You laugh like the whole time. It's like very funny. But is there ever a time
of course.
Where you're just like, I want to strangle you?
Of course. For both of us.
Thank God.
For both of us. You know, he really is very funny. He's very, very funny. And people ask me all the time, like, do you really find him that funny? And I'm like, yes, I actually do. And I think it's important to be lighthearted and it's important to take life lightly.
Yes.
But yes, we're a normal couple. And yes, we fight over who has to get up in the morning with the kids and who didn't take out the trash and who, like, we fight over the dumb things too.
Okay.
100%.
So they're just like us.
Yes.
It's good.
Actually, one of our first few podcast episodes, we recorded had a fight mid-podcast and had to walk away.
I can imagine the pressure being very enormous.
Yes!
Like, first podcast, and you got all the equipment, and, like, the sound. It's a whole thing. I'm always, like, on the verge of a nervous breakdown when I had to film at home.
Right.
When I was doing the podcast from home, from the original mom cave, and we'd be live, I would have, like,
with all the noise and all the energy and all the chaos.
Every single time.
100%.
Yeah, the dog would be barking.
The triggers are all there.
All the triggers are there.
Yes.
So you're working together. The family's all exposed. Is there anything that is off limits? Do you ever feel like you ever went too far in the sharing where your husband was like, ooh, no, you gotta back
it up? I think that we are comfortable sharing ourselves and our lives and our truths because we lean into that real. We lean into the genuine. If we're talking about like other people and we go a little too far, then we're like, you know what? We're going to just avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there's any sort of judgment on anybody else's choices, we shy away from that just because that's not our place.
Yeah.
But where we are concerned, you get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
That's right. And that is what people absolutely
I
love.
I think so.
Well, you are such a joy.
Oh,
and everyone has to follow her. Tell us where we can find you on social.
At Sheena Malwani everywhere. And then if you want to find the podcast, at Sheena Interrupted.
So YouTube,
Facebook Instagram
YouTube, TikTok.
Yep,
that's
all
kinda,
the things.
You originally blew up on TikTok too.
We did.
So you are on all the platforms all the time. And then the new podcast as well.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's a wrap for this episode of Mom to Mom. I had so much fun hanging out with Sheena Milwani in person. It was one of those conversations that we didn't want to end. And so I said, can we be friends in real life? So we are making a coffee date, a real life coffee date. I love when social media friends become real life friends. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you found some joy. I felt very inspired by her story. I felt like she took it on the chin. Like, she had a lot of fails and she just kept on going. She kept on going. Perseverance. And I love that in a person. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, download it, share it with a friend, like, rate, review the podcast. All of those things go a long way in podcast world. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time right here on Mom to Mom.